It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Well, it's that time of year. You're getting lots of questions about people with hydrangea bushes and whether or not they should be cutting them back. Should they be protecting them somehow for winter? Can you kind of fill us in on the best way to do that?
Yeah, this is one of those questions that I get a lot this time of year. People are looking at their hydrangeas saying, what do I do with these things? Do I cut them? Do I protect them? Do I cut them down to the ground? Do I leave them? So let me go through the top three types of hydrangeas that are out there and tell you what to do. Make it easy. So the first one is the hydrangea arborescens. This is the Annabelle hydrangea or the Invincible Spirit. This is that big floppy white one you see early in the summer that blooms. So this one blooms on new wood. So that means you can cut it back down to the ground anytime, starting now all the way up to early spring. I would suggest, though, that maybe leave the stems about a foot tall off the ground because that will help create sturdier flowering stems next year so they won't flop as much. But in general, you can't go wrong with this one if you just cut it way back. The same is kind of true with the other hydrangea I want to talk about, which is the panicle hydrangea. Those are the ones that are blooming or at least have their flowers on them from the fall. They're big kind of shrub-like plants that have those big brown flowers now. Those bloom on new wood too, so the time to prune those would be in the spring. You could deadhead those if you don't like the look of those brown flowers now, but there's really nothing else you really have to do. In the spring, you want to just prune them back a little bit to open them up. And they're really hardy, so you don't have to really protect them. The one everyone has the big question about is the hydrangea macrophylla, which is the blue hydrangeas or the pink hydrangeas, those. They bloom on the old and new wood. And what you need to do with those is protect them now. You don't want to prune them, but you want to protect them. So get some wood chips or bark mulch, bury the bottom 1 foot of the crown, about a foot deep, with that mulch, and just protect those bottoms of those stems. In the spring, we'll go back and cut wherever the dead growth comes down to, wherever there's live growth, remove that mulch, and then you'll get earlier flowers next year. So you don't have to prune them now. You want to do that in the spring. But protection is key with that type of hydrangea.
Find all that information in the web post that we'll put up this morning. It is question time. This one comes from Kathleen in Deep River, Connecticut. Kathleen asks, this is the second year that my black-eyed Susan's developed an ugly black fungus. She said, I've tried spraying and thinning the plants, but it's just out of control because the summer was hot and humid. I've decided to take the plants out, treat the soil this fall, and I was told that Xeratol is a good product for this. Can I plant new black-eyed Susans in the same spot after I treat the soil?
So yes, black-eyed Susans will get a fungal disease, a number of fungal diseases. Xeratol is actually hydrogen peroxide, and it's used a lot in commercial horticulture to clean greenhouse benches and things like that. I know they can use it to kill different kinds of fungus as well, but I'm not quite sure I would go to that extent for this kind of plant. I think the best thing to do would be to clean out those plants like she's talking about so you get that whole disease inoculum out of that area. Come in with some compost in that area and then plant some new black-eyed Susans next year. The key, though, is next spring and early summer is to make sure that there's enough space around those plants so you get good airflow so the leaves dry out and don't get the funguses easily. And if you want to spray, use a new spray out there called Serenade. Serenade is a bacteria that fights the fungus, and it's very safe for the environment and works really well, especially if you use it as a preventive spray. So use it a little earlier in the season before the disease really gets going. That should control it, and I think I'd stay away from the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, another question. This is the All Kathleen Question Show. This Kathleen is in Barrie, and Kathleen asks, I've dug up all my gladiolus and dahlias. How clean should they be before I store them? Kathleen says, I've been reading that to prevent fungus, one should soak the glads in a solution of 6.5 cups of water and 1 tablespoon of bleach, and then let them dry and let them, and then store them. And then part two of Kathleen from Barrie's question is, asparagus. I've always mulched mine with a deep layer of hay to be pulled back in the spring. Is that not necessary?
Well, this sounds like the bleach and hydrogen peroxide show.
Sponsored by Clorox.
Look at that. Yes, you can disinfect those dahlia tubers that you have inside, especially if you've cut them off from the main crown, the main plant that you dug up. But I would use sulfur and not use the bleach for those. Sulfur is nice because you can just get a powder, you just douse them with a little powder, and that'll protect them through the winter. So I would do that instead of the bleach. As far as the asparagus goes, though, yes, mulching them is fine. Now, asparagus are pretty tough plants, and you really don't have to mulch them. But if you've had success in the past mulching them, go ahead and do it. It's a fine time of year to cut back the fronds and mulch them all down and then pull that back in the spring.
Okay, and whether your name is Kathleen or not, we want to hear your questions, so send them to us, and Charlie will answer them on an upcoming All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.